Well, good morning. I realize that not all of you are going to share this opinion, but I love snow. I am always amazed at how beautiful it is as it comes down before it starts to melt and gets all mixed with the dirt. It seems so fresh, so pure, so peaceful. I love snow days that are those unexpected, unscheduled gifts of time where we can just stop, slow down, and enjoy life without feeling guilty that we should be doing something else. And I love sledding. Just a few weeks ago, I was delighted when my dad invited our family to come home and go sledding at the family farm. You see, this afternoon was extra special for many reasons. First, my dad has been battling some health concerns recently, so that he felt up to sledding made my heart happy. And I genuinely love my family, and I love spending time with them, so that added to my delight. And when we go sledding at the mound on our family farm, which is my absolute favorite place on earth. It was the first time sledding on this beloved mound for my four-year-old niece, Sloane. She wasn't wild about the snow flying into her face her first trip down the mound with her parents and her little sister, but she bravely tried again, this time nestled in between her mom and dad. Each time, her daddy pulled her back up the mound on the toboggan. "Aunt Kara, Mimi, will you sled with me?" Well, as you can imagine, my sister and I were eager to grant this request. And soon Sloane was nestled in between us. We zoomed down the mound and she giggled with joy. What fun. So we all got off of the toboggan and turned around and looked at the mound that now we had to climb. And I have to admit, that can be a little intimidating no matter how old you are, but especially when you're four. So I took her hand and we started to take a few steps. And I heard her sweet voice say, "I think this is as far as my feet will go." Her Mimi very quickly and creatively decided we should play a game. "I bet we could go at least 20 more steps. Let's try." And so the three of us counted together. 1, 2, 3. "How many steps do you think we could take?" "Oh, maybe 15. 1, 2, 3. "I bet we could do 7. 1, 2, 3. And this continued with an occasional tentative voice saying, "I think this is as far as my feet will go." But we kept counting, we kept going, and she made it the entire way. Have you ever felt like saying the same thing to God? "God, I think this is as far as my feet will go." I'm guessing that all of us have had some moments in our lives where that's exactly how we feel. When we feel like we've gone as far as we can go, things are just too hard, and we are just too weary. But even in the midst of our despair, our selfishness, and destruction, our God finds ways to create the world anew. And our text that Doug read tells us that we can find our strength in Him who never gets tired. We find our strength in Him who never gets weary. And sometimes God says, "Just hold on, I'm going to carry you through this part." And like my niece, we can rest as our loving Father pulls us on to the next stop in our journey. I think about Elijah. Do you remember how he had just witnessed God do the most spectacular thing, full of power and glory? And then not very long later, he got scared and overwhelmed and discouraged and burned out. And he essentially said to God, "I think this is as far as my feet will go." In 1 Kings 19, 4 through 5, we read, "While he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, he came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. 'I have had enough, Lord,' he said. 'Take my life, for I'm no better than my ancestors.' And then Elijah fell asleep. And God let him rest. And he not only let him rest, but he made him breakfast. And the next meal after that, and the next meal after that. The creator of the universe sent ravens 2 times a day for multiple days to Elijah with bread and meat. He provided a stream with fresh water so that he could be nourished as he continued to rest. And God also did something extra special for Elijah to remind him that he was right there with him when he physically passed by. Wow. Last week, Melissa talked about Jonah. Talk about creativity. Instead of Jonah saying, "I think this is as far as my feet will go," he decided to see exactly how far his feet could go in the opposite direction of what God had instructed him. And God, our creator, has a sense of humor, I think. And he said, I'm going to carry you in the belly of a fish for a few days. I want to give you some time to ponder and reflect and perhaps rethink your response to my mission for you." Sometimes God takes our hand and says, "Let's walk together. I will give you the strength you need. Just a few more steps. I'm right here with you." There are many examples of this throughout Scripture. I think about how God provided manna to the Israelites in the wilderness. It was a daily reminder to them that they could depend on God. Oh, God could have simply spoken and taken their hunger away, but he's a much more creative God than that. And he chose to teach them about his provision and his faithfulness. I think about Joseph. You remember Joseph, the one who was in the pit and in the palace, and in the pit, and in the palace. But God was with him every single step of the way. Did you know that 4 times in the recorded story of Joseph, it says, "And the Lord was with Joseph"? I kind of imagine God saying to Joseph, "Joseph, I know this pit is not fun, but we can make this journey together. Trust me. Cling to me. I know this palace is pretty great, Joseph, but keep your eyes on me. Avoid those temptations. Get your strength from me." Yes, you're back in the pit, Joseph. But trust me, I'm going to use even this. Give me your whole heart. Look around you, Joseph. Look at all the evidence that I have been with you every step of the way. Keep trusting me. I'm going to use you to change history. I'm going to use what others plan for harm, for good, and for my glory. I think of Paul. Paul certainly was not a stranger to challenge. And there were multiple times that he could have easily cried out, "I think this is as far as my feet will go." But instead, he voiced, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Our selected text comes from the book of Isaiah today, and part of Isaiah points to judgment and doom, and parts are kind of hard to read. But it also points to the need for a Messiah and reminds each of us for our need for a Savior. And the entire book points to the glory of God. Chapter 40 begins this great section of comfort. Comfort from God to his people. And it reminds us that God is so much more than we can imagine. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. Even in the midst of our selfishness and destruction, our God finds ways to create the world anew. He carries us. He takes our hand, and he walks with us. He gives us strength, and he shows us his glory. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings with eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I remember another snowy winter very vividly. Early on a Sunday morning, after fighting a battle with cancer, my mom entered the gates of heaven. My family had gone into town to make funeral arrangements, and we had come back to the farm. We were all pretty quiet as we got out of the car. I will never forget what my dad said. He looked at us and said, "I think we should go sledding." It was the strangest and oddest thing he could possibly say, but it was also the perfect thing to say. The most comforting and exactly what we needed. And so my dad and my siblings and my nieces and my nephews and I all bundled up and headed to our beloved mound, where I distinctly remember God speaking to my heart that day. I looked out at the beautiful landscape before me and was reminded of our great Creator. I watched as my dad zoomed down the mound with my niece's arms wrapped around his neck, and I watched as their faces lit up with joy and delight. And I sensed God speaking to my heart, saying, "I see you. I know you're hurting. I know your heart is broken, but I'm here. Trust me. Find your strength in me. Joy will come again." As I spent time on the mound just a few weeks ago, I remembered that day. And I was reminded of how he has proven that over and over and over again. My faith in him has grown tremendously as I walk this life with my Savior. Even in times when I have called out, "Lord, I think this is as far as my feet will go," he takes me deeper than my feet could ever wander. My strength comes in him. There's a song called "Oceans" by Hillsong United, and as I've been preparing this message, the words have been playing in my mind, and I would like to share just a few with you this morning. You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail, and there I find you in the mystery. In oceans deep, my faith will stand. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours, and you are mine. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. My feet may fail, and fear surrounds me. You never fail, and you won't start now. So I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours, and you are mine. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Oh, friends, He wants so much more for us than to simply give us what we think we can handle on our own. He wants so much to show us things, much more than a life that is full of comfort and ease and no challenge. I don't know what season you are in today, but I believe He wants us to trust Him without limits, to trust Him without borders. And He takes our hand and He promises that He's going to be with us every single step of the way. He wants to grow our faith as we follow Him beyond where our feet can take us. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Who can compare? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Let us pray together. Oh, Father, You truly are a loving Savior, a loving Father. God, we each come to You at different seasons in our lives, different experiences we're facing, but each of us with moments where we feel like this is as far as our feet will go. God, I thank You that we can go much farther with You, that You pull us beyond what we can do, and You just ask us to trust You. And so, Father, we do pray that You would help us to trust You with all of our hearts. Thank You for the amazing way You speak to us, and You guide us, and You walk with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.